Welcome, welcome, welcome. Time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Now, keep up with me. I'm Tom Davis. My guest is Dace Tom. How you doing there, Dace?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Now, you're with the Masonic Lodge here in Bartlesville.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Tell us a little bit about the lodge and the Masons.
The Bartlesville Masonic Lodge has been in town, I believe, since 1905, mm-hmm. Which is, a little bit of time there. We've changed locations a few times. We actually, I don't remember where the first lodge used to be, but the one before, the one we're in now, is the old RSU building downtown. And actually, if you go to the northeast corner of that building and look at the cornerstone, it's got a square and compasses on it and all that good stuff, which is kind of neat. And most people forget about that, but or don't notice at least. But now we're out on Highway 75, just north of Tuxedo. And we're out there. We meet every second and fourth Tuesday of the month, and we're just trying to do our part in the community.
Now, this is a fraternal order, but you got a lot of things going on. But what's the main ingredient?
The main ingredient is just trying to better the world by focusing on bettering yourself.
Well, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, that's really.
Oh,
all
wait a minute.
To it.
That's easy to remember. It's hard to do, but that's a challenge. But I get it. I get it. Well, that's actually pretty cool. Now, recently you started something really neat in the community. Can you tell us what that is?
Sure. So what we started was a program called Bartlesville Masonic Hero of the Month, mm-hmm. And what we do is we ask people to send nominations to either our Facebook page or email us at info@bartlesvillemasons.com or pr@bartlesvillemasons.com. Mm-hmm. And just send us nominations of people who went out of their way with acts of kindness over the last year and a half, really since this COVID thing started, they went out of their way with acts of kindness to help people, really, mm-hmm. just for no other reason than people needed help and they could provide it. And a lot of times, the people that do these acts of kindness aren't recognized and awarded the way they should be. So we wanted to make sure that they got their time in the spotlight and, a little thank you. And so what we do is we pick a winner out of the nominations each month, and we give that winner $100. And then at the end of the year, all 12 of the winners go into a pot. We have a drawing. We draw one out. And whoever that is gets an extra $500. And it's not a lot, but it's just a way to say thank you.
You gave me a little bit of a short list of some of the winners, and I know two of them. And they live up to the definition of hero. Tell us a little bit, first of all, about Kyle, the mayor.
Kyle Miller is the mayor in Ramona. That guy.
Tremendous guy.
Yeah. He works his tail off for that community and really the surrounding communities. He does things for people outside of Ramona and in different areas. The list of what he does for everybody, really just in Washington County, it just goes on and on and on. The nomination email that we got on him was lengthy. It was very, very lengthy.
Now, the next one is John Beckloff.
Yep, John.
Now, a lot of people know who John is, but boy, talk about some challenges. And he's not a guy that will say, hey, I did it. He talks about his team. He doesn't talk about John in the first person.
No, John is. I had never met John before he came up to get his award. We saw his nomination. Yeah. And of course, that list was awesome. So I'd never met him until he came to the lodge to get his money. That I should say he quickly donated. But we were all extremely impressed with John. That guy, the stuff he does and the attitude that he does it with. Is just unlike most people you will ever meet in your life.
There's a ton of focus going on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Laurent was your last one.
Yes, sir.
Before this go-round, and you talk about somebody who just quietly saved a whole bunch of lives.
He did, yeah. It was really amazing. During the 2 weeks of what they called Snowvid, which was that ice storm.
Ice storm with COVID and
exactly.
Snow put on top, yes.
Exactly. And he opened up the Westside Community Center for less fortunate folks who didn't have shelter, didn't have anywhere to go. And that it really did, honest to God, save lives. It was really amazing. And that guy, so somebody had to be at the Westside Community Center the whole time. Like, they can't just leave it unattended. So mm-hmm. That guy went a lot of sleepless nights just to help people out.
That's amazing. And the thing is, these three have something in common. They didn't go around beating their chest saying, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
They just went to work in service to help their fellow human being.
Absolutely.
And they did it just like you and I would breathe.
Yes.
That easy.
Yeah, it comes that natural to them. And that's why we wanted to tell them thank you. That's why we wanted to recognize them and put them in the spotlight for a second, that no matter how much they didn't want to do it. And I will tell you, all three of them
didn't want to do it.
Yeah, if you've seen the pictures, those were four or five different takes just to because they weren't
a lot of reluctance going on.
Absolutely,
there.
Yeah.
Well, you know something, this is really good. Now, if I remember right, and the sheriff's office was having a little bit of a rough time getting some things done. For the holiday baskets, whether it was Thanksgiving or even Christmas. But even without having the fundraiser that helps raise funds for the sheriff, the Masonic Lodge quietly came through for that cause. So you guys walk the walk.
We try to, and that quietly is the best way to describe it, because that's really how we do most everything we do. And a lot of the community doesn't realize how much money we give away through different avenues. I mean, generally, when everything's back normal, we have a breakfast every first Saturday of the month that benefits some nonprofit around town. And that raises a big chunk of change for people. And that's pretty much all free. We just get enough money to make sure we don't go bankrupt. And the rest goes to the organization. And then we do scholarships. There's a Student of the Day, Teacher of the Day Award. We host a bass tournament. We do a lot. And a lot of people don't know about us because, yeah, we just do it quietly. We're not here to show off. We're here to better ourselves. And one of the ways to do that is to help your community. I mean,
wow, that explains it very, very well. So what we're doing here today is we're inviting people to let us know who some of these everyday heroes are. And with the hero of the month that's put on by the Masonic Lodge, we can recognize these people and, you know, give them a little something to do with as they wish. I understand most of them, it didn't stay in their pocket long. They donated it quickly to somebody who needed or something that needed it far more than they did.
Absolutely. Yeah, they all three did. I mean, it didn't, yeah, I don't know where it all went, but I know they all donated it.
It didn't go in the wallet.
Not, it didn't, which is just, yeah. I mean, it's just, they are really amazing people. They're heroes. That's the only way to say it, really.
Mm-hmm. Now, folks are going to wonder, you know, how do we get hold of the Masonic Lodge? And again, how do we present a nominee to you?
Sure. So you can just message us on our Facebook page, which is Barsville Masonic Lodge. And then you can email us at info@BartlesvilleMasons.com or PR@BartlesvilleMasons.com. And then you can also email those or message us if you have questions about the lodge, questions about just anything we do. You know, there's so many negative connotations about the lodge and what we do out there you can call me. You can call me and text me and ask me questions. My number is 918-639-2237. I'll answer your questions, everything I can. Same thing on the email and the Facebook page. But yeah, you can reach us anyway there, but the nominations can go to any of those.
Well, great. Hey, Dace, I want to thank you for being with us here today, and thank you for sharing this program and spotlighting the heroes. And here's hoping that here in maybe another month or so, we can talk about some more heroes coming up.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Thank you for being with us here on Community Connection.
Thank you.